last 2020. Now let's get more on all this with senior health and medical editor Dr. Richard Besser. He's been back with us this morning. Christina Wanzelak, an addiction specialist and the founder of Full Circle Intervention. And Rich, let's begin with you. You said yesterday when you first saw this, you sent me an email and said if you saw someone acting out the way that Charlie Sheen is acting out, you would recommend immediately they have to go see a psychiatrist. What stands out there?
Well, you know, George, there are two types of bipolar disorder, also called manic depressive illness. One where you're mainly seeing depressive symptoms with occasional mania, but what you're seeing here is a full-fledged manic episode. And with that mania, you see delusions of grandeur, you know, talking about having tiger blood, having a brain and a heart that can handle all of these drugs. You see pressured speech. So he's talking very quickly. He's jumping topics. He's saying things that don't make sense. And then one of the hallmarks of manic depressive illness is his lack of judgment in all aspects of his life. And that's what makes it so hard to deal with his illness.
But he asked the question in the interview, if this is manic bipolar, how come I'm not crashing?
Well, you know, 90% of people will have those crashes, but not everybody. And it may be that he's had those, and some of that has been masked with drugs. Drugs can offset some of those symptoms.
And what can trigger these bouts of mania?
Well, we know there's a big genetic component to bipolar disorder. But triggers, there's not all that much known. But 60% of people who have bipolar disorder will have substance abuse. And one thing you'll sometimes see is that as those drugs go away, as they come off those drugs, it will unmask those manic symptoms. And that may be what you're seeing here.